I read an essay by Ed Hayes recently, recalling how Grandma did not mince words. She deemed that a boy's shoes were a mirror of his character. Any lad who turned up on her doorstep shod in highly polished, clean-soled shoes or boots could be nothing less than an enterprising, well-intentioned soul. And that was that. I wonder what Grandma would have had to say about the footwear we see along the footpaths to and from our schools today. High tops, low tops, full tops, leather, plastic, canvas, reds, whites, blues, and not a shined shoe in the lot. A student said no boy would think of showing up at school in a pair of black or brown polished Oxfords. He just wouldn't, that's all. If he did, he'd fall target to unmerciful teasing, and no one can hoot more unmercifully than other youngsters. Some manufacturers seem bent on producing the most bizarre shoes possible. You've seen them. Kids fall for them. Hook, line, and sneaker. Is this, I wonder, indeed a reflection of casual, sloppy character? Socks. Light polished shoes are also disdained by some young guys. This news came from a middle school teacher. Sure, socks are designed to protect and comfort the feet, and to help lengthen the life of one's shoes. Regardless, no socks is the rule for some young people. And we all know about peer pressure, don't we? But I wondered, how would you like to be a teacher sequestered every day in a room full of those hot, sweaty, smelly feet? I can't recall any peer pressure from my boyhood. Was it overshadowed by grandma pressure? Many's the time after school before knocking on my maternal grandmother's back door, I stood on the porch trying to spiffy up the shine on my brogans by rubbing them against the back of my pant legs or on my stockings, if knickers happened to be the dress of the day. Remember knickers? Well, one's tastes do change in attire, both sides considered, and I do believe Grandma would have understood that. Just the same, I know she would have put her foot down on this business of no socks. Remembering yesterday's and talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.